Blog Talk Radio.
AS, this is AST Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Welcome to a new episode of AST Presents. This is your host, Arden Sports Talk here. Hope all is well with you. Everything's been pretty good with me. Busy as usual, trying to work, trying to make progress in my life, you know. And of course, releasing this good content for you guys. And speaking of good content, you already know where we at, blogtalkradio.com. Please make sure to check out my profile on this lovely website where I've just been releasing new content, new interviews from AST Presents. Speaking of Blog Talk Radio, once again, I'm actually doing a post show after the WWE TLC pay-per-view. Sorry for the little pause there. I was trying to say something else along with that, but I messed it up. But yeah, I'm doing a live post show after the WWE TLC pay-per-view. That's much better. You guys really checked out the Survivor Series 1. I got a lot of love for that, so I really appreciate it. Of course, there's my YouTube channel, you know, youtube.com/kingarden23. It's in the description below where I've been uploading vlogs lately. I appreciate those that have been checking out my latest vlog in which I went to see the Golden State Warriors play. Crazy experience. You know, I actually got a new one that I'm going to edit today and upload within the next week, which is basically I brought you guys along to just check out my experience of covering the Westchester Knicks, you know, some NBA D-League action. So definitely check those out. And like I told you guys before, man, I am out here working, and I definitely can't wait to do this interview today because I think this is going to be a really good interview. Plus, it's going to be a little different. You know, a lot of my interviews are, of course, you know, sports-related and things like that. But this one's going to be a little different. You know, our guest, especially when she calls in and she's on the line, I actually met her last month when I was at an open house interview at Manhattanville College. Manhattanville, you know, is a school that I was looking at and pursuing, and I applied to. Fortunately for me, I actually got accepted by Manhattanville last week, so I'm going to Manhattanville in the spring semester. And speaking of that, I really appreciate those that gave me their congratulations. I got a ton of congratulations. I'm talking whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even just through text messages. So I really, really appreciate that, guys. No lie. But yeah, this girl who's going to be on the show, I met her at this event, and even though we was only able to speak for a couple of minutes because I was speaking to her about a certain subject at their school, it was like we connected instantly. You know, we had a really good conversation. The vibe just felt right, and, you know, I told her from the jump I wanted her to get on my show, and she's on the show. She's actually on the air right now. Stephanie, she is a business management and marketing student at Manhattanville College, the school I was just telling you about, and she's a really good girl. She's smart, funny, and this all is coming from just a couple minutes of speaking to you, Stephanie. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Stephanie Almenda. Sorry if I screwed up your last name. I was practicing
it
for at least a day.
It's all made up, but no, it's totally fine. And thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And you're absolutely great too. I mean, we literally met for a split second, and there was just awesome chemistry there. So that was really wonderful. And I'm really excited to hear that you're actually going to be joining us here. So that's going to be awesome.
That's right. I'm really excited about that too. You know, I found out last week through an email, actually. I was just checking my email, and I saw something about enrolling, and my heart stopped. I was like, what? And then I called, and I spoke to Joel Alstridge. And the funny thing about that was the first thing he said was, he was like, wait, they sent you the email already? He was like, darn,
wow.
I just sent the package. So it was definitely great, you know. It was definitely great. But Stephanie, just to start off this interview, you know, just let the people know more about yourself and where you're from.
Absolutely. So I'm actually from Miami, Florida. So I grew up by the beach, by the water. I actually started a yoga child. Like, my parents are both totally into yoga, and they're both super nerds too. So it's I grew up in a really strange environment. I don't want to say it was hippie, but I want to say it was a version of. But I grew up there, and I always wanted to be, you know, in the city. I always felt like that was the place that I needed to be to do what I wanted to do. So I came out to college in New York. I came here, everything was great. I met new people. I mean, literally getting out of your state for college I always tell everyone is great because you don't even realize how different the world is just a state away, you know? So I came here, and at about 19, I started modeling here in New York City. I was on the Channel 11 News for a little while. I co-hosted a television show called The Vinnie Vella Show on MNN Network, where we had talent come in. No, it was super fun, great experiences. And so I was modeling for a little bit. Then I became a freelance television personality, and I started working with the Fashion Social Network. And so I did Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week every year, and I got to interview all my favorite designers, all my favorite celebrities. I got to be backstage for the shows, and my friends would love it because I would send them all like the sneak peek stuff from my phone. Mm-hmm. So it was absolutely wonderful. And so now I've kind of brought myself back to reality because I think everybody thinks that those kind of professions are fun and glamorous, but they're not sustainable. There are a lot of stress, there are a lot of hard work, and there are people who can do it, obviously, but to get there and to keep going as a full-time student, I mean, as much as I try, it's very difficult. So I brought myself kind of back to earth, and I got really into this whole marketing and management. Like, I just loved the topics. I loved the leadership that went with it, and not only the leadership, but, I mean, with marketing and management, a lot of people just view that as, like, another business career path, and it's not. It really entails a lot of different things. It entails a lot of biology, psychology, anthropology. It comes with a lot of emotional intelligence. It's hard to really put marketing into words, and it doesn't sound like you can. So, oh, marketing, you know, like that happens every day, but it's all about knowing people and how they're going to react, you know, mentally, subconsciously, at a biological level, and how you're going to keep them coming back for more of whatever you're trying to do. And so that really got me interested in so many different things. And I, you know, started really getting into chemistry. And I think my junior year in college, I started just doing experiments in my dorm room. And my microwave is literally a mess because everything I put into it exploded. And I even got a pet mouse. I was that much of a nerd. I got a pet mouse, and she was my best friend. Her name was Kansas May Luann. And she was, I never liked mice, but I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do this whole science nerd gig, I'm going to go all in. So, And I built her like mazes, and I fed her like human food. And it was like an incredible experience because she was such a smart mouse. I would put her on my shoulders, literally just on my shoulders, and walk around New York City, and she would just stay on my shoulders. It was absolutely intense. But that, you know, you go through a lot of phases, and I think I did that. I'm going through a lot of phases. I think everyone does in college. But right now I also have my own radio show too, What Women Entrepreneurs Want. And I'm really trying to just get people now to really embrace the fact that we're in a millennia where you don't have to, you know, work a 9-to-5 job, or you don't have to, you know, live that American dream of doing what you don't love to make money. And so I think I'm in the field of that right now. I'm really just trying to encourage people to do what they love. And I'm doing that myself, you know, trying to figure out what it is my passion is and really following that as best as I can.
Absolutely, and what a life story right there, and you're still relatively young, and you know, and I basically have, this is basically like, I think based on what you just telling me in the audience, a 2-to-3-part question I have for you, which is, you know, you talk about living in Florida, especially in Miami, right, and what was it necessarily about New York City, because I'm a New Yorker, I'm born and raised here, you know, New York City for me is literally, it's like a second home, it's like it's home sweet home, like, I could be dropped off in the middle of the city while I'm sleeping. I could get up and go, oh, this is where I'm at. Okay, I know how to get home now. Mm-hmm. What was it about New York, especially New York City, and what you said? You know what? Even though I'm a Florida girl, I want to go up there.
Yeah.
Well, what was it about that? And two, and plus, please tell us more again about your show about woman entrepreneurship and touch on that too, because I feel like we're in a time where we know male, female, we know everybody's capable of doing anything, but at the same time, because of social media, we try to restrict each other. I would definitely love you to touch on that, but definitely talk about what was it about New York City, New York State that said, you know what, I want to come up here. even though I'm from Florida, where we have great weather and it snows up there.
Yes. Oh, man, I always get that. Every time I tell anyone I'm from Florida, they're like, why did you come here, you know? No, but I think I grew up in the arts. Both my parents always wanted me to kind of be in the arts, so I went to a private conservatory for high school, and I got, you know, a lot of opportunities to come to New York. I actually performed a couple shows in New York. I performed in Carnegie Hall at a young age, and I was always fascinated by the fast-paced lifestyle. And, I mean, there obviously are drawbacks to being in New York. I have encountered a few, and the cold is definitely one of them. I mean, it's like 6 months out of the year where I'm, like, cocooned in my bed, not doing anything. But it's like, it's the place to be when you're young. I feel like it's full of opportunity. Miami is great, but, you know, it's for party and retirement. There's really no in between. You go there and you either like go out every night or you're sitting at the beach every day and like working your 9 to 5. Nobody there really thinks about, you know, being an entrepreneur or being even like out on the town and meeting new people to do new things. Everything's very one way there. But I just love the lights and, you know, the people who love what they were doing, like people who are on the street, you know, painting and doing caricatures for money because that's what they want to do. They don't want to be in an office and they don't want to work for somebody else. And I think that's beautiful that there's so many people in New York, even that do or that are in the arts and will work 5 to 6 jobs just to be able to go to these auditions. Like these are people with real passion and real ambition. And that's exactly who I want to be surrounded by. And I think it's funny though. I mean, I've been to like many stores in New York City where I get that New York attitude from people. And I when I first moved here, I was like, wow, that person was so rude to me. But then I'm so used to it now and I'm so like ready for it. I'm like, please be rude to me. Please do it. I'm excited. And I told all my friends when I came here because they're all relatively from the New York area. And I always tell all of them, I was like, everybody here always wants to go like somewhere warm. Everyone that I hear about New York, they obviously love New York, but they're so tired of the people and this and that. Everyone's always complaining. And I'm like, you have no idea what you have right in front of you. And there are a lot of obviously things in New York that go down that probably shouldn't go down legally or otherwise. But I mean, I think that's right. The place. Like, this is the place of danger and ambition and life. Like, you get both the good and the bad. And I really strongly believe that life is all about the good and the bad, like having every emotion you possibly can and feeling it to the fullest. And I mean, that's why I love New York.
Oh, hey, absolutely. God. I mean, you know, it's like I said before, you know, it's always interesting to hear from somebody who, you know, wasn't necessarily born in New York or lived in New York for some amount of time, mm-hmm. talk about New York. Cause us New Yorkers, we have a different perspective on it in terms of, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, we may love New York, but at the same time, we can also tell you how much we hate New York at the same time. And
exactly.
of course, like people like you come in, it's like, man, you live in New York and all this and that. And then us New Yorkers look at you and go, yeah, sure, you're right. And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but another thing I wanted to touch with you on is the fact that, you know, again, you're studying business management and marketing. And, you know, and I certainly don't know a lot about business management unless mm-hmm. it's a little from a sports perspective. But at the same time, mm-hmm. marketing is something that I see all the time. I mean, we all mm-hmm. see it, you know, whether it's on TV or hear it on the radio, mm-hmm. or of course, the internet, you know. So what are your thoughts necessarily on marketing and 2015 and moving beyond? Like, how do you feel like that industry is going because of the fact that, again, social media has really taken things by a strong, strong grip?
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny because I do a lot of work on social media. I actually have worked for several companies on a corporate level in social media management. And, I mean, it's literally changing the game. And I think that companies are taking advantage of that as much as they can. But I think because it's so fresh and new, we are so susceptible to marketing on social media. Like there are plenty of people that go on there that are like paid ambassadors or not paid ambassadors or, you know, sponsored ads and whatnot. And you never know what's real anymore. That's what I say about today. It's like you never know what you're getting fed and what loopholes they're jumping through to tell you that's the truth. So I think with social media, it's such a fine line because you can really reach a lot of people and create a two-way connection. And I think that's what social media has done. It's created, it's not a one-way marketing platform anymore. You can interact with your customers. You can interact with your target market now. And that opens up a whole new door of you know, making people feel like they are special and individual to your product or your service. And I mean, I see nowadays now with digital marketing and, like, you know, you look up one thing and then on your server the next 50 days is like only advertisements for that one thing. And you can't help but feel that it's becoming almost robotic, that it's becoming, we're almost becoming desensitized to it. And now it's all becoming this clutter. It's all becoming a blur. And again, social media is so fresh, and it's hard to say exactly how marketing is affecting it. It's definitely here, and it's definitely happening, but it is new compared to the marketing that's been around forever. So it has a lot of different ways to go, and I think in the coming years especially, we're going to see a lot of different things on social media, a lot of different apps for these kind of things to get, you know, businesses and things out there. Like Groupon is a great example where you get these small businesses or companies that, you know, can cut marketing costs because they can be on Groupon. And, I mean, that is a great invention because you think about all these small businesses that otherwise wouldn't be able to really out-market or out-advertise any of these bigger companies, and now they're given these opportunities. And that opens a whole new door for entrepreneurship, too, because now there's all these different ways to reach people that's not just, you know, $100,000 advertisements on the Super Bowl weekend. And that's huge. That's really huge. Like, I myself have my own event planning business, and I literally just market through Facebook and my website, and I, you know, I do what I do, and I have a significant outcome from that. And I think that really, I think, is going to accelerate the fact that in a couple years from now, people are really going to gravitate to having their own business. And though there are always going to be people who work under people, some people like that, but I think the world is really gravitating to, like, people working one job and having a side business, or people really investing in, like, smaller businesses. And that's one of the things I really advocate for, because my father started his own business. So I really got that entrepreneurial spirit from him. And I just love supporting small businesses. Anywhere I go, I'm always preaching on Facebook or on my website, you know, support your small businesses. We can't let these five or six corporations determine what we do and how we do it all the time. So I think everything's really gravitating to that. And there's a lot of other opportunities for people to have their own business that's not necessarily, you know, running a company, but being an entrepreneur, like being an event planner or being, you know, like a freelance model and all those things. Like, they're just really, because of social media and because of even media in general, all this recognition is so easy to get that people are really going towards that direction. And I think it's going to really increase as the years come. Like, we think social media is here now, but social media has just started. It's, if you think about it in the span of things, it's really just a baby. And so I think it's going to be really interesting to see where it goes, especially with marketing.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, I definitely will say, you know, it's a lot harder. Honestly, I think it's like this. I think it's very easy because, you know, you're an example of it. I'm an example of it, in which we can all just promote ourselves and put our stuff out there. But at the same time, we're also in a time where it could also be very hard to catch that attention. But so I think it's a give and take. But at the end of the day, yeah, definitely with social media and what it has to offer, it's just another platform and another opportunity for us to just showcase our talents and things like that. Now, one thing I just wanted to touch with you on, which is, you know, I have an audience that is really, that really spreads across different ages and things like that. And the one thing I really want to talk to you about is the fact that, you know, you're somebody, you know, who has a plan, but before you really got to the core of that plan and was really pursuing what you wanted to do, you basically did different things, you know, and you definitely had a serious interest in doing it. But at the same time, it definitely seems as if nowadays it's very common for anybody between 18 and 25 to do different things before they really figure it out, you know. And some people disagree with that. Some people feel like, well, you should know what you want to do and then go ahead and try to do that so you can get the job done, you know, like What are your thoughts with people like that who feel as if, like, you really shouldn't be doing different things regardless of the fact that you may or may not know what you want to do, so you're doing mm-hmm. that, but at the same time, you also was pursuing it in the right
That's
way?
That's such a great question. That's really wonderful to ask. I wish somebody would have asked me that question when I was younger, but, you know, it's definitely, mm-hmm. I don't even want to say it's dependent on who you are and your personality, because I don't think it is. I want to say up front, it is definitely easier to know what you want to do from the beginning and go with it. If you know that, more power to you, that's great. My best friend is like that, has known what she's wanted to do since she was born, like, is on that path, and she's just so, she has such an awesome direction. But for me, I, like I said, my whole thing in life is not, you know, my passion in life and my thoughts, and I think a lot of people's are, when people say, what's your passion, they automatically think, oh, my career, what do I want to do with my life? But my passion is life. My passion is other people. Like, I want to experience everything, and I want to experience to the fullest. So I did do a lot of things. When I first came to college, I wanted to pursue law. I switched my major 180 degrees to medicine, and then another, whatever, 360 to, you know, management and marketing. So I've changed my mind a lot, and I've always thought I had a path. I always thought I wanted to do something, but I think it also has a lot to do with the opportunities you're given. If I was never given the opportunity, if no one had ever approached me and said, hey, you know, let me sign you up with my agency, you should model, I would have never done that, and I never would have experienced it, and I never would have gone further in it onto television. So it has a lot to do with that, too. A lot of people think that way because they've never strayed from the path. And, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, I think, because all the experiences that I have been able to experience, I have grown so much as a person. And everyone around me always calls me such an old soul. And I want to say, maybe I am an old soul, or maybe I've just experienced a lot in a small amount of time. Maybe I just have a lot of wisdom from that. And so I think that there are people out there that, of course, would say that. And I don't necessarily disagree, but I also don't disagree with the other side. I think it's super important to try everything and know what you like. I do have a conflict with it, though. I think one of the things that's the most frustrating is I was watching this documentary on Netflix, of course, about happiness. And, you know, it talks about how in our world now we have so many choices. And it's kind of like a marketing thing. You have so many choices that you have more of a subconscious remorse for what you didn't pick. So, you know, like you pick one thing, but then you have more of this feeling like, oh, should I pick the other thing? Should I? And it makes us actually a little bit more unhappy. So knowing that there's all these choices out there of things to do, it always leaves me guessing like, oh, no, what if I should have stuck with that? Or what if I should have tried this? And I think as long as you can get out of that mentality where you're never looking back and never thinking what if, then you're good to go. And I think you should always experience life because you never know what's going to happen. I've met some of the best friends of my life and things I never thought I was going to do. I've had the coolest experiences that, you know, people wish they could have. My friends are always like, wow, your life is amazing. Like, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, you know what? You can't. You just need to get out there and try and get out of this little bubble of yours. But a lot of it is bred, too, out of, I guess, fear, I want to say. People are always scared of the unknown. People are always scared of what, you know, they might not be able to do. And so that's, I think, a trait that I really value in myself, is that I will jump into things and I will go, you know, knee deep. I will go as far as I can, as quick as I can, and experience it to the fullest without any fear or anything holding me back. So, I mean, there's so many things that go into that. But, again, if you know what you want to do and you really know that's what you want to do and you have a passion for it, keep on moving on that straight path because it is a lot less stressful for sure.
And that's something that, you know, that honestly, what you just said is really like, has really been like the story of my life for like the last 3 to 4 years. Because
wow.
That's definitely been the case in terms of like, no, like, in all seriousness, it's basically been a case of my life mm-hmm. in terms of the fact that, you know, I did things my way, I pursued it, but at the same time, what I've done also prepared me for my future. It's like, it's even mm-hmm. with what I've been doing now in terms of, for the last 3 years, being an independent, you know, sports journalist, you know, doing things on my own with TV, with radio, with podcasting, and developing mm-hmm. this brand. Doing mm-hmm. all of that basically prepared me for going to college, because it was mm-hmm. through doing that it was like, you know what? I should now really go to college now because I've done all these things. I'm still going to do it, but I can really now use going to college so I can get that more experience. Or
exactly.
I can use going to another internship and use an experience. But the biggest thing from that, too, is the fact that I had to be the biggest believer in my plan. And that's what I want to share with everybody, which is no matter what you're doing, you have to be the biggest believer in your plan, point blank period. And you have to be your biggest believer, and you also have to be somebody that embraces progress. Understand the fact that progress is going to come, and also be a realist. There's been a ton of times when doing this sports talk thing, I go, man, I wish I would have had thousands of followers and thousands of listeners. I wish I would have been on right now. But at the same time, I say, you know what? I'm happy that I'm making progress. I'm happy that I'm able to do these shows. I'm happy that I'm being creative and having those opportunities. So, and I really believe what you're saying, what I'm saying is a very great thing, because we're in a time where, you know, a lot of 18 to basically 25-year-olds, we're in a time where either you know what you want to do or you don't, or there's a lot of upheaval because of the fact that things change all the time. We're in a time where, you know, for some people, college can be too expensive, or they go to college and they don't know what to do. We see it all the time.
Yep.
People go to school and they work so damn hard just to suddenly get a curveball from life right after they graduate. So you just have to be, at the end of the day, these 3 points before I give it back to you. You have to believe in progress. You have to be the biggest believer in yourself. And just be realistic. Just be realistic.
Yep.
And that's just the honest truth of the matter.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, I've learned that. That's exactly what happened to me. Came to college, thought I knew what I wanted, and then, you know, I didn't know what I wanted because I had never really tried anything else. And it really threw me off any straight path I was going to have. But again, it made me who I am today. And everything is just hard work. You know, you can really achieve anything through hard work. And I know today, nowadays, like everybody just wants to find the quickest, the easiest, or, you know, the most fun way to do things. But, you know, you got to work hard. And the sooner you learn to love to work hard, the better you're off you're going to be, for real. Because, I mean, I learned that lesson the hard way for sure.
Absolutely. But at the same time, though, it's those lessons that you learn and the things that you've been able to do that's preparing you for right now and also preparing for your future, which looks very bright. But before you go, Stephanie, please let the people know, once again, your show, and let them know where they can find you online.
Awesome. So you can find me on Facebook as Stephanie Ellen Almeida. I also have a website, www.neverstoplivingbig.webs.com. And my radio show is also on Blog Talk Radio. It's called What Women Entrepreneurs Want. And we just get women who own small businesses, and we get them to tell us our story. And, you know, people call in and really ask these questions, like, how do I get past these milestones, and how can, you know, I do this? And it's really great. It helps a lot of people. So I'll definitely upload a link to my Facebook page.
Absolutely. Stephanie, thank you once again for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. This was a really good interview. I already knew this was going to be a good interview. And like I told you, and like I told the audience before, it was at that event, you know, we only spoke for probably a couple minutes. It was just a really good conversation. We connected. I hope to see you soon. I hope we can hang out soon. And you continue to have a good rest of the school year.
Absolutely. And I'll see you soon. Here.
Absolutely. That's right. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. That is the latest episode of AST Presents by yours truly, Artist Sports Talk. Thank you once again to Stephanie for coming on the show. And I really hope you enjoyed the interview in terms of learning about life, learning about college, learning even things about marketing and social media, because these are all things that are relevant in today's time in 2015, 2016. So I really hope you enjoyed the talk. I certainly did. And like I told you before, but you already know, yours truly, I'm out here creating this new content for you. Please make sure you follow me on Twitter at Arden Sports Talk. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel where, of course, I'm uploading new stuff. And you already know, man, I got new content coming out. And like I told you earlier in the show, I'm doing a live post show after the WWE TLC pay-per-view. It's going down this Sunday. I'm targeting 11 o'clock. Make sure you tune in and check your boy out. This is yours truly, Artist Sports Talk, coming live from the 914, the Fourth Side. Thank you, Stephanie, once again. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.